Classic Hits 4MK. A very good morning to Ronnie from the Lape.
Hello, Hammo. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Oh, good. Listen, I thought I'd better get back to you. You'd be pleased to know that Mum and I finally got those haircuts we missed out on last Saturday.
The Barber of Seville.
Oh, yeah, what a scam. So we went to see our local barber. Oh, he's a retired sheep shearer. He does a few haircuts for free, and it does take a bit of getting used to, though.
Yes.
Suddenly being grabbed from behind and dragged along the floor on your date into his barber's room.
Good one.
His wide-tooth electric comb gives you a haircut within seconds, but if he puts one foot on your ankle then lifts the other leg up high, you've got to sing out fast, no crutching, no crutching today, Jimmy.
No.
But, oh, Emma, isn't it lovely that the Duchess's dialing finger is working again?
Oh, yes, it's good to hear, isn't it?
She's such a lovely voice. She's very radiogenic, that voice.
Isn't she?
Mind you, it's a pity she can't answer simple questions like what was the export of peanuts from Afghanistan in 1847?
That's true. Wait, it's so easy.
Anyway, Emma, you were saying it was bad poetry day to day.
It is.
I just wrote you a small five-line poem from a real-life experience this morning.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
It goes something like this. Sitting in the laundry, playing with pegs. Mum's in the kitchen with her bare legs. Ronnie, there's a black cat in here, ducky. Leave him there, Mum. Black cats are lucky. Sure is, he's eating your bacon and eggs. All right, see ya, Emma.